Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, good is morning, Retha good morning.
Retha good Gray. Morning, Jim. Good morning, Retha. Well, Retha, I'll tell you what. We've been having some good weather out here, and I think things are starting to come together, and we got National Water Day today, so I don't know if so many people are familiar with that. And the Easy Way Wall's rocking and rolling, and Easy Way TV, and did you get a couple clips of the birthday? I saw you on the birthday day.
I watched a couple hours of the birthday. There were all kinds of lovely people there and performances, and it was a good time was had by all. And you can tell the birthday boy was enjoying himself. So happy
this
birthday.
Was,
I celebrate the whole month for my birthday, so happy birthday again, Eric.
And happy birthday to Retha. When is your birthday, Retha?
June.
I didn't think that was – okay, yeah, okay. So we're jumping the gun a little bit there. His birthday is turning in kind of an annual event. And the funny thing is, he didn't really want all this from the beginning. We just did one. We said, hey, Eric, let's have a birthday. So many people showed up. They said, when is your next one? Well, it would be next year, you know. And it just grew from there. It was at the home in Beverly Hills, and a lot of people showed up. And now we have yeah, that's right. You remember that. And we had about 40 celebrities on the show the other day. This is interesting. So we have a lot of stuff going on, Reef, a lot of interesting news, and so on and so forth. So let's get into the – what do we got here? Hot topic.
Hot topic.
Rock and roll.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, spring is here. I know back east they've been waiting for spring. Here in L.A., it's almost a perpetual spring every year, all year. But it is that time of year where we look towards doing refreshing our houses, cleaning up things that we have, like closets, cabinets. And I don't know if Jim has ever fixed that cabinet of his. But it's that time of year. Have you fixed it, Jim?
What can I say,
Rick? I
you
guess
have to
not.
That up,
well, what can I say? But it's that time of year. Maybe that could be your spring project. I'm really doing a whole refreshing of my house. I'm doing new floors. I'm painting. It's going to be a whole spring refresh for me. So I just want to encourage people. We've been stuck in these houses for a long time, and we may be stuck in them a little bit more because from what I understand, people are going crazy and spreading the virus. So you might as well spruce up your house so you have what feels at least like new surroundings. Maybe put a coat of paint on. Get out your computer and definitely update your computer. I'll talk about that a little bit later. Change your light bulbs. Check your smoke detector. Do those things that you need to do semi-annually. I like to do it the start of spring and at the start of winter. And you'd be surprised. Your smoke detector might not, the batteries might not be good. Make sure you check that. Check your light bulbs in the house and see which ones have blown out. It gets darker later, but it still gets dark, so you still need lights on in your house. So I just want to welcome spring. We had the eternal the equinox, whatever they are, took place the other day, and so we are officially in spring. And you know what? Easter's right around the corner. So that's my hot topic, Jim. What's your hot topic today?
Good tips, Reef. Yes, and that's what's happening. Is prepare, get it all in order, and we're not going to talk about the cabinets just yet. I am researching procrastination. What causes that? But anyway, tech shares start, they start this week on a higher note, which is a good thing. The market's not bad, and it looks like the economy's kind of getting put together with all we've been through. It's really amazing. North Korea has not responded from the U.S. administration's request for dialogue, but we'll see what happens there. That goes back and forth. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing multiple investigations. The next is whether his office interfered with the DOJ's nursing home probe, border overflowing with an onslaught of people coming from across the border from down south, over 4,000 children now in border custody. And many saying the Mexican authorities are not doing their part, so they're going to try to step up their game a little bit. Facebook blocks some of the ministries out there. People are wondering what's going on. A United Fellowship, one was had a big question. Why is that? So that's being researched. Australia to evacuate. This is a really big, talking about floods, really big flood in Sydney. It looks like the areas look like lakes. And they say this is the biggest in 60 years. So 21 states suing the government here for canceling that big Keystone deal, the pipeline. Thousands of people out of work, millions lost. I mean, this is a massive project they had going on. And to just say stop, it's everybody's scratching their head going, hey, what are we going to do with all this equipment here? Volkswagen CEO says he wants to overtake Tesla. How about that, Volkswagen? Another 770,000 people filed for unemployment compared to last year. The economy is down 9.5 million jobs, although the economists predict economists predict employment and the economy overall to improve through 2021 as things get back to normal. Fraud on unemployment claims in Ohio alone, 20,000 of its 115,000 claims were filed illegally. Not worth it. A 41-year-old filed multiple fraudulent applications, making millions of dollars in his dog's name, Benji, to steal $1.5 billion in benefits, but he was caught, and he got 22 years for that one. A Facebook executive caught on camera saying he thinks the elections were swayed through Facebook. The Deep South hit hard with more tornadoes, and you know what, they've already been through that. They're hit again. Major damage, and they're building everything back up, putting it together, and they got hit with these heavy storms again. A lot of tornadoes. House set to vote on two immigration bills that would fast-track citizenship for farm workers. That could be a good thing. Need the farm workers. Biden pushes U.S. Citizenship Act, and if approved, would grant amnesty to over 11 million immigrants here. There's a lot of pros, a lot of cons, and China, capital Beijing, endures the worst, and this was amazing. You couldn't even see the place. Worst sandstorm in decades, and that sand gets in everything, so might cause some electrical problems there. Spring break party in time in Miami, although watch the line. You know, don't cross the line because there's almost 500 arrests, maybe more. It's going up all the time. Could be 1,000. And housing prices are really on the rise, and it's low inventory and record low interest rates, multiple offers being presented on a home. And the offers say a home is like $700,000. They're coming in at $785,800. Those rates are so low. This is ridiculous. I mean, they've been going up a little bit, but they're still low. Sales, like Retha was talking about, you know, keep it together at home. Sales of the home gym equipment has really gone up. So with that, we're a little bit over in time, so we got to move into commercial, and then Carmelita's Corner. Did I get all
looking
that
to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easy Way Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Are you looking to accelerate your influence? EasyWayWall.com is a new site that allows you to promote yourself, business, brand, and your products as an influencer. You can share your ideas, receive comments, promote and brand yourself with the power of affiliation. Associate yourself and your brand with the power players of today to become leaders of tomorrow. Come and join the EasyWay Wall today. Sign up at wall.easywaybroadcasting.com or text EasyWayWall to 55678.
Well, we have a guest today, Jim.
We do.
Very talented.
If she is. And I said currently this corner, which we're anxious here, but we have Pamela Clay is going to be on with us. She's an Army brat. Now, we got to ask her about that. She doesn't seem like a brat type person. Oklahoma-born Pamela lived years in France and Germany. We're going to see if she speaks a little French here. Oh, well, I take that back. She's fluent in French. Uh-oh, I'm going to be in trouble. And she speaks some German. Stanford Meisner called her a true character actress, and she's worked alongside stars like Tommy Lee Jones, Mel Brooks, Ed Asner, Alan Arkin, and more. There's more and more. Television, radio, theater, and the internet. Cabaret Scenes magazine wrote of Pamela's live singing performance, a powerhouse performer whose style crosses all genres. Lou Rawls said she's got one of the best voices that he's ever heard. How about that? Well, I can go on and on with what she has put together in her lifestyle, but let's start asking her some questions and bring on Pamela Clay.
Hello. Hello, Jim and Reefa.
Hello,
thank
Pamela,
you so
and
much
I want to introduce you to Reefa Gray. Reefa, Pamela Clay.
Hello.
So good to have you on the show, Pamela.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Reefa. Lovely
well,
to
I'll
meet you.
Well, I'll tell you what. How do you start? You have such an impressive bio. How do I start out by saying Army brat? That doesn't fit in. I just can't picture you as an Army brat. But I guess that term, there's a reason for it. But there's so much to ask you. And what gave you know? Where's this motivation come from? Before we get into the Army brat thing, from Pamela Clay could have been an engineer, a doctor, or whatever. And you got into entertainment and, you know, so much. Where did all this motivation come from?
Well, goodness. I must say the truth, and that is that my mother found me cooing in the cradle. So apparently, even before I knew how to speak, I was already singing. And and then, of course, you know, going to school and everything and your talents get encouraged and developed. And I was very fortunate to always have good teachers along the way to help guide my career. And, you know, it's really about so much is about luck, but it's also about what's in your heart. And I think that I just have this incredible joy in my heart.
I can tell.
A joyful noise unto the Lord. I just want to make a joyful noise.
you know what?
Singing is a good way to do it. Yes.
Now, we can't see you, but we can hear you, and your smile comes through. And I've always said you can rule the world with a smile. You have to bottle what you have and sell it, because we need more of that laughter and happy attitude. You know, I mean, that
Thank
is
you.
Big time important. You
really
want to have a stress reliever?
Funny.
Do you want to have a stress reliever? Just contact Pamela Clay. Talk to her for a minute or two.
Oh, that's
an infectious laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Infectious laugh.
you.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Let's get back to, now we built you up, and now we got to bring you down a little bit and find out what's going on with the Army brat thing. We're talking a little tiny Pamela Clay here, I would imagine.
Well, you know, the thing is that I'm the middle child of seven, and my mom had, in 12 years, seven children. And my dad had gone to West Point and was just this amazing man, got his PhD in international relations. But when you're in the Army, just like everything else, you start it, you know, and then you go up and you go up. So at the beginning, you know, he was a lieutenant and then went up and finally made the rank of general. But being an Army brat is the most wonderful thing because even though it might be challenging to pick up and move every 2 years, I loved it. I'm all for adventure and new things and new places and new people and let's go.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah.
So we're looking at an Army brat. Now you're talking about, you know, some interesting places, France, Germany. So you've lived in all these places?
Yes. In fifth grade, they started bringing televisions into the classroom, and they started teaching us French, and I loved it and just, like, dove right in, and little did I know, in sixth, oui, pour moi, c'est exactement pareil, le français, l'anglais, it's the same. Pardon me?
So you learned, okay.
I did,
Don't start something he can't finish. He can't speak French. You can speak French, Pamela.
Yeah. I can count to 10.
that's very helpful. That's really helpful.
So go ahead. You're rolling. Now, say you're in France, right, and you're kind of enjoying it. Did you ever think along the way, like, hey, this is pretty cool, I might move back here or no? Or then it's time to go to Germany.
Well, that's pretty much what happened because when I was, I think, 11, 12, something like that, we moved to Paris because Daddy was working with NATO, you know, SHAPE, the folks that help, you know, keep peace in the world in between all the different nations. And they were headquartered in Paris at the time, and so we moved to Paris. And sixth grade, I was at the American school, but seventh grade, I went into the international school where the curriculum was in French. And I just had the best time and ended up winning the prize at the end of the year for being the best student because it was just easy for me. French is something that came very easily, and I did love it so much. We did go to Germany the following 2 years after that, but I went back my junior year abroad with the University of Kansas, and I went to the University of Bordeaux and was there and just loved it so much and said, you know, I'm not going to go back. And I didn't go back to the States for another, I think it was like 6 years, 8 years, something like that. And then when I came back, I, you know, moved to the D.C. area and got my B.A. in dramatic art and double minor in French and English. And thank God they took all my credits after all those years. It was wonderful. And because of me, they have a double minor now available at GW because I wanted to use all my credits. And I said, you know, I want to use French and English. And they're like, oh, well, you can't double minor. And I'm like, why not? Well, no one's ever done that before. I said, well, I want to be the first one. How can I do it? Petition the dean. So I petitioned the dean. And now everybody gets double minors at GW.
I had one in Cal State Fullerton. I had psychology and special ed with the kids. But so you're going with, you're in Germany and all these countries. Where did the singing come along at? Because, where did that pique your interest? Who was it that kind of turned you on to the singing aspect of it?
Well, gosh, you know, like I said, I was cooing in the cradle, so I pretty much was always singing all the time. But in terms of people that really influenced me, I got to say Elvis Presley, you know, he is the king for a reason. Aretha Franklin, she is the queen of soul for a reason. And, you know, I mean, I love anything with a lot of heart and soul. That's what I like. And so when I heard Edith Piaf, the great French singer, I'm like, woo! I love that. And I just, you know, I love, I feel like, you know, our life is finite. We don't know how long we're going to be here. And as long as we're here, let's do our best to have the best time possible. So I want to have all the good stuff and give all the good stuff that I can, you know?
You must have liked Satchmo, huh?
Oh, of course, yeah. And he's from New Orleans, which is where my husband's from. New Orleans, Louisiana, nothing like it.
What a wonderful life. Yeah, that's amazing.
I know, it really is.
He had that.
And you're doing, you're doing a live performance for the spring?
Thank you for asking. I am.
Spring has sprung.
I am. Of course, spring is upon us. We had the first day of spring yesterday, I think it was. But I have a show coming up on Saturday, April 3rd, and I'm going to be broadcasting live from our house here in the Hollywood Hills, magical, magical place. And I'm going to be doing an hour show. I'm going to be singing Ella. I'm going to be singing Aretha. I'm going to be singing original Catahoula, because my husband and I have got a seven-piece all-original New Orleans-flavored rock band. I'm going to be singing Edith Piaf in French. I'm going to be singing so much. I'm going to be singing Celeste's new song, Hear My Voice, from the trial of the Chicago 7, and some other new stuff that I always think it's good to scare yourself to death when you perform, because then you let God in. It's like,
there you go.
Help me,
that's a good way to look at it. So that's Saturday, April 3rd, 7 to 8,
yes.
Pacific Standard
yes.
Time. We got to get, we're going to shoot up.
Now, where is that going to be? How are we going to be able
well,
to hear
the
you?
Thing about it, the thing about it is that everybody's safe in their houses. So what you do is you go on to your cell phone or the computer or whatever, but you go to metropolitanzoom.com because New York's Metropolitan Room, when the COVID hit, they switched everything over to Zoom brilliantly. And I have now, this will be, I think, my fifth show with them. Last year, it kept me sane because I got to get out there. I got to sing. I got to act. And so now I can do it. And so just, you know, get on your – and get a ticket. The tickets range from $20 to $40, and just select whichever ticket you want. And for some reason, something happens from 7 to 8 on Saturday, April 3rd. Don't worry. Because you bought a ticket, you're going to be getting a secret link to watch the show anytime.
Oh, so cool. So you work with Tommy Lee Jones. You work with Mel Brooks, Ed Asner, Alan Arkin. So, and anybody stand out, any particular movie you work with you know, these different people that kind of stands out, working with them, or unique experiences?
Well, the first big star that I ever worked with was Tommy Lee Jones, and it was truly a turning point for me in that I was finally playing with the big boys and girls like I had always dreamed. And the thing about it was, it was the first time I had ever done a movie. So right before then, again, God is my partner. I said, God, please, please help me. Bring me a job before this other huge job so I won't feel like an idiot. God brought me a 5-day industrial shoot where I was the lead. I was playing a doctor. And so I got used to being in front of the camera and everything, so I didn't have to, like, the first time be with Tommy Lee Jones. I actually had an industrial film under my belt first. But it was incredible. And the director, Mick Jackson, from England, because it was a co-production with the BBC and HBO. And I remember, you know, just how he made me feel, and such a wonderful man, the whole production. I loved all these people, the folks with HBO, Nancy Lesser, just wonderful, wonderful people. And I remember I was up there on stage singing because I was playing a nightclub singer who was a call girl. But the British didn't say that.
Oh, my.
You know, she's a singer with a part-time job on the side. You know what I mean? And I was so innocent. I didn't know what they meant. I just wanted the job. But it was really, really just so cool and unforgettable. And I was up on stage singing, and before I even sang, the director pulled me aside and said, Pamela, we couldn't get the rights to the song that you wanted to do, which I had been rehearsing with my pianist, which was The Look of Love. And actually, spoiler alert, I'm going to be doing that in my show. But I'm like, oh, no, what should I do? And I turned to the pianist, and he just blanched. You know, he didn't know what to do. And I said, okay, what do you know? I started running through all these songs, and we finally decided on And I say, finally, this is like a matter of minutes. Someone to walk with me. Okay, A flat, let's do it. So we went up on stage and we're doing it. And of course, we hadn't rehearsed it or anything. Got it on the first take, but I didn't know that because it was my first experience. So I was standing and waiting and I said to the director, are we going to go again? He goes, no, that's good, Pamela, we got it. Of course, it was the long shot, and I learned all these things all along the way, but just dreamy. Give me a stage, and I'm in heaven. Pardon me?
You have a chance to meet Eric or any of the Easy Way situations that are going on?
I love Eric. Eric Zuli, I actually met through you, and I met you because I sang at David Harrison Levi's birthday party years ago. He had a big bash on Beverly Boulevard, and it was Smitty sang, and it was so much fun. And I just loved you at first sight. You have those dancing, twinkling eyes. And you handed me your card and said, you got to hook up with my son. And I'm like, okay. And so you guys are a great team, great family, wonderful people. So happy to know you.
I appreciate that. A lot of neat events over the years, huh? I mean, really interesting. It's a different business. But, you know, you're such a busy lady. I give you so much credit. We want to keep in touch with you, and you know what's going on with the shows and Eric and Easy Way Wall and all that kind of stuff. So
thank you.
We want to get you back on, and we're going to be tuning in. Spring Has Sprung, Saturday, April 3rd at 7 to 8 p.m. And we go on and we find it. Where do we find it again?
MetropolitanZoom.com.
Metropolitan.
And you can punch in my name, Pamela Clay, MetropolitanZoom.com, punch in Pamela Clay, and I'll come up and everything will be right there.
Okay, Metropolitan.
Okay, Metropolitan.
Metropolitan is a hard word to spell, but it's Metro and then Politan. I know, it took me a while. Metropolitan Zoom. You can also just go to my website, PamelaClay.com. Everything's at PamelaClay.com. My shows and all that stuff. Yeah,
that I can spell.
Definitely.
PamelaClay.com.
I know Rachel said that. How do I spell Metropole?
And if you buy a ticket, you'll have a permanent serenade concert by Pamela Clay at your fingertips.
I'm
thinking I'm going to get a glass of wine. I'm going to kick back. Have a wonderful time.
Yes.
Pamela, you definitely put a smile on everybody's face. I'll tell you, it comes through. It comes right
so
through the phone. And we want to thank you for coming on and taking time because we know your schedule is really busy. And
I'm
very impressed. Keep up the good work. And we will be tuning in and to Metropolitan.com, and we're going to check that out. And Spring Has Sprung with Pamela Clay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Till then, thank you.
Well,
Reese, Easy Way family.
All righty. So, Reese, we got to tune in. But for now, we're going to shoot in a commercial and then Carmelita's Corner.
Absolutely.
The BrainTap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of BrainTap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30-minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your BrainTap, close your eyes, and begin your course review. BrainTapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
Three great influencers have joined forces to create a space for you to be the expert, get credibility, and be a best-selling author. Get acquainted with the Easy Way Wall of Famers and reach a celebrity status with Easy Way Publishing, powered by NLCP. Get seen on the cover with Easy Way Wall of Fame celebrity influencers. Get the credibility you deserve from being a published author, best-selling status guaranteed. Increase your credibility, maximize your presence affordably and effectively. Enjoy your new life with Easy Way Publishing.
Like a water to the sky. You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. I hope you're feeling grand. And here we are, another day. I'm just happy that we made it another day. And I have a wonderful guest for you today. Her name is Teresa Jung, and she is an internationally recognized master of Qigong. She's a speaker, healer, a three-time number one best-selling award-winning author. She's the founder of Pure Land International Qigong, and she is the sole successor of Grandmaster Weishao Wu, whose lineage has helped millions of people. I mean, this lady is a powerhouse, and she is gorgeous. She's got some secrets to tell you about how to stay young and vibrant, and she is a wonderful, wonderful soul here on earth doing the work of the higher powers, most of us call God. Okay, and here she is, Teresa Jung, Master Teresa Jung.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how exciting coming on the radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad to have your voice to share your wisdom, your knowledge. And let's talk about your journey. I understand that you came to America by way of Hong Kong. Is that your birthplace?
Yes, that's the journey, right?
Yes, quite
yeah.
a journey. And
yeah.
China mm-hmm. is an amazing place. Many, many years ago, my mother sponsored my trip there, and I went from one end of China to the other, and along the Marco
mm-hmm.
Polo route. And we were the first
wow.
Americans to go to very remote places like Jiaxu. And I will never forget the trip. So you
wow.
have an amazing heritage there. The culture
yes.
is thousands of years old. And you have wisdom to share with our listeners. Can you tell us what led you to the path? I understand you're the successor of a grandmaster, Weishao
yes.
Wu. I hope I pronounced his name right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The beautiful journey is you never thought what we call God or universe would give you unexpectedly, right? Just like, you know, while the world is going through is we call global experience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have my big experience when I was 20 years old. I was very sick, and one night I threw up blood at the middle of the night a few times. And then I was, of course, would not wake up my family, and then I waited for the next day and then went to the hospital. And then I had lung disease. Amazing, I have lung disease, just like what people were, you were all worrying about the lungs right now, the whole world, right? Just, and I had it at 20 years old. I was
My
contagious.
Goodness.
I was contagious. I was quarantined, too, because I have tuberculosis at the time, which could be deadly at that time, talking about 40 years ago. Mind you, I'm already in my senior age now.
Well, you look like a teenager. People, you should see how beautiful Teresa is in her photographs. Just gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, as a woman, you know, as a woman, because, you know, because of that, it started the journey of my search for recovery, because I never really recovered from being so sick. And then when I was close to 40 years old, I met my teacher when he came to Canada. And wow, I had a chance to improve my health. At that time, any health problem you could think of besides cancer, basically I had some of that.
My goodness.
Headache, migraine, digestion, cramp, leg pain, allergies. I cannot go out in the sun. It would give me a migraine headache. If I come back in, oh my God, I could not even go out. In the sun, you couldn't go out. But that's how it brought me to do the chi, the breathing exercise with movement so diligently, because, wow, it might give me that chance I have been looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah,
breathing
is so important.
Yeah,
you know,
fun.
Yeah,
it's something
yeah,
we
it's
all
fun
have
journey.
To do is breathe.
Yeah, I would love to share how to do breathing with everyone in the audience, too. I just want to know, what do you mean by the breathing? And it's so simple. It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. we take the oxygen into our lungs, and the oxygen is so vital.
Yes.
In fact, oxygen can kill cancer cells.
Yes, that's right, because the pH will be changed to, and the global award winner, the research has proven when we oxygenated the cells, the cancer cells will not move.
Yes, that's true. Just imagine the simple act of breathing. You know, can be so powerful. And it's the cheapest way of getting oxygen. And laughter, when we laugh, you know, like the last guest that was just on, Pamela Clay, I love her. She's just a wonderful singer and friend. I met her years ago through our mutual friend, Skippy Lowe. This was many, many years ago. But she giggles a lot because I think she's got the Holy Spirit moving through her. And I think that our connection to the higher power makes a big difference.
Yeah, the power is just over your head, really. So
yeah.
You start thinking about it, and then you can just feel more. You just need some quiet time. A few minutes, yeah, just a few minutes.
And have you heard of the Maharishi Yogi?
Yes.
So do you practice meditation? I am assuming you practice it regularly.
Yeah, just in fact, before the radio, I was meditating. Qigong is actually a moving meditation. But it does not require so long to do. It could be 5-15 minutes. You slow down the breath, like breathe in and breathing out, and slow down your breath, say 100% slower.
Mm-hmm.
And then we relax each part of the body. Breathe in, relax your head. Say, relax your neck. And then you think about relaxing your shoulders and chest, relax, and then keep relaxing yourself. And then as we are like 1 minute, then we can add some gentle movements like raising hands and lowering hands. This way could be in different angles. And then we will feel the energy in the hand. And it's so electromagnetic, and that's the chi, and it's beautiful. One of the difference a qigong and a yoga is we never really stretch ourselves to the limit. So we always like to soften all the joints so that we are in a more relaxing state. We are in ourselves, right? Mm.
Yes, well, it's all connected, and the balance between our body, mind, and spirit is all connected.
Yeah. So it'll be exciting, you know, if people just trying to think about they can actually do this so easily by visiting. I have a lot of videos on YouTube and also on the Facebook Chi Bricks page. And they can just go and play with it and see how they feel about how this amazing secret, 5,000 years old, is actually that simple, right?
Well, you do have a nice collection of videos on YouTube, which is very easy to locate. People just look up Teresa. She spells her name T-E-R-E-S-A Jung with the Y-E-U-N-G. Look her up.
Yeah.
And do you have
YouTube, the school name is another good way. Check the school name. P-U-R-E-L-A-N-D. Yeah.
And you have a website also.
Yeah, under Pure Land, Qigong. Yeah, it is the, it's on the front page of Google most of the time in Canada. Yeah.
Yes, mentioning Canada, you're coming our way of quite a distance from Canada today. And that's a beautiful country. Many years ago, my mother and I, we visited Vancouver, and the nature, you know, of the forest that we saw there was just beautiful.
Yeah. Mm. There's no distance anymore. We actually connect on Zoom to do Zoom class. We have a lot of free classes I give out on Zoom, a two-hour class, all free. In fact, that's one coming this Saturday, too, at you are in you know, in Toronto Eastern Standard Time, then it will be 2 o'clock, which is like 11 o'clock Pacific Time. There's a class three called Ultimate 5-Step Formula to Healing. So I'll explain how people heal with the Qigong and how they can practice with us, all free for 2 hours to support the global crisis.
And this is a free two-hour class?
Yes, yeah. People really learn. I teach them why people get sick, and then if they're not well, physical and emotionally, what will be the steps they have to help themselves? So you really have to understand. I have this pain. What do I do with it now? People actually can release their pain in the class with me. They just have to learn how to relax the body to let the pain signal leave. That's it. It's a signal they can leave.
And
it's
this starts
giving a pain.
It starts at 11 o'clock Pacific time.
2
in the morning.
O'clock will be 12, 1, 2, yeah, 2 o'clock your time.
2 o'clock
I'll
our
send you
time.
A link. Yeah, I'll send you a link. You go to the PureLandQigong.com website. And then on the schedule, then you will see the link how to register. There's no fee at all, no fee. I've been doing this, doing a lot of free work for the last whole year. I give a global meditation, I call like a global healing once a month on a Tuesday night. So people get healed any part of the world by meditating together. That is, what time is it? That will be 6:30 your time, Pacific time, on the second Tuesday night. Toronto will be 9:30. And then we can all meditate together to heal the body. And there's also a Zoom link if people want to meet me live on Zoom. It's free, too. No charge.
Well, that's amazing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're so generous and giving. But then again, you know, there's also one factor of health that many people may not be aware of, and that is generosity. When you're generous, it does promote your health, believe it or not.
Yeah. You know, the reason, one other thing is I felt very connected because I actually have lung disease when I was 20 years old. So why I am so vibrant, people look at me like the mentor and healer and that. Yes, but the thing is, I cannot heal all of you, really. I can show you how you can heal yourself. We say teach the people how to catch the fish, right? Instead
yes.
of just giving them a fish, right?
Yes,
and that's what I believe we should be doing.
That's a great thing. You can feed someone a fish for one meal, but if you teach them how to fish, they can feed themselves.
Yes, that's right. So when I was following my teacher, he crossed already long time ago. So I could see how many people he helped, that's why we're running like a school. We are like a registered, a certified school of Canada that gives tax receipts. But we thought we should really have a lot of people teaching too, in America or any country should have people teaching this beautiful art. And then we change it so it becomes so simple and modernize it so that you can teach. Anyone can teach it in no time. If you don't give them all the complications, teach it this way. That's it. And isn't that beautiful to give many fishes away?
Basically, what you are using is energy medicine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I heal people just on the phone like this, and I just heal them. They book appointment, and we do it on the phone, or they can even send me a photo, and I heal with a photo. And I connect with themselves through the photo, and then afterwards I send them an invoice and they pay me.
Well, we all have energy, and it does travel. Many years ago, I met a gentleman named Eric Pearl. He's the author Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know Eric Pearl also.
He's the
author of this book that I have, and he autographed it for me. You know, because of my organization, which is health-oriented, I have learned a lot about health, and it is, my mission to spread the word so that people can prevent themselves from getting cancer in the first place. I mean, because education, knowledge is power. And I attended some of Eric Pearl's, sessions, and I know the value of energy healing. And he also does that. He can heal you from New York or from wherever,
he is. Yeah, it wouldn't matter where,
mm-hmm.
I was just doing some healing for people in Michigan just now. Last night they have COVID, the husband have, and then the daughter. Just all kinds of COVID requests too. They need help. People at home, they have fever, they need healing, they know me, they ask for help. And and the other thing I would like to say is, as you mentioned about cancer, I have a really passion helping women. Because as a woman, we know we care for people so much. We want everyone to be happy. Often we also these days have to make a living. We have to earn income and we work and that. So the women really are more busy than ever before. Would you agree, right?
Yes, absolutely. And listen, Teresa, we could stay on the subject much longer, but I want to thank you for being a great guest and for sharing your wisdom, your information about Qigong. It is a wonderful practice, like you said, a moving meditation and calming your body, calming your mind. And this is something that we need to learn how to do in our modern world. Everybody's in such a hurry, They don't take time to smell the roses, so to speak. And so that's very important. And we're going to have to sign off now. And thank you again so much.
Okay. Thank you for bringing me here. Have a great day.
And I want to thank Eric for referring you also.
Yeah, he's a great guy, too. Okay. So let's...
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Smartphone. cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, like I said earlier today, it is springtime, and we've already sprung forward, but there are still some things that we need to do to kind of spruce up our gadgets and our laptops and whatever. I'm sure, especially those of you that have Apple products, have been getting update notices. They've been updating quite a few things on all of the devices. And I know a lot of people hate to update, but it's very important that you do when you get those updates. Go ahead and click it. Let your tablet, your phone, your laptop, your desktop, let it update. It protects you. When you're updated, it gives the device all the information about the latest viruses for your computer. We aren't the only ones that catch viruses. Our computers catch them also. So this is the time. Go ahead, let your equipment update. Sometimes just your programs have updates. For that, you go into settings. And I tell people, go to YouTube, especially for the type of equipment that you have. So if you just Google or put into whatever your browser you have, if you just put in the name of your equipment, say iPhone 10, and how do I update my programs, it'll show you where to go to get to the names of the programs, and you'll see little you'll see the ones that need to be updated. It'll have a button to update. And you should update all of those programs. And I know it's a pain, and sometimes it changes completely what your program used to look like. They will just totally revamp it. But it's really for your own safety. So this is the time of year that you can update not only your operating system, but you can update all the individual programs. And sometimes they're doing away with programs. There are certain things that have merged. I have a program that tells me when and how to take my medication. Well, they apparently sold it to a big pharmacy chain, and so now I go through that particular store, but the program is exactly the same. I didn't have to rebuy it. It looks the same. It operates the same, but I have to get to it a different way. So all of that's important. And also a lot of new gadgets or new features to your gadgets might be interesting to find out about. Again, just Google it. I know that I have some features that I don't know what they do on my different programs. Some of them now are subscriptions. You used to buy the program outright. Now sometimes you need the subscription and you need to update your subscription. Spring, again, is a great time to just use as a reminder, I need to spruce things up, including your devices. And one of the new features that I really like is on my iPhone, the names of who's calling me pops up on the phone now. They don't have to be in my phone book. Their name will just pop up. And somebody was calling me to give me their number, and I said, how are you already in my phone? And that was the day I discovered even people who are not in my phone book, their name comes up. And not only is it their name, it's the name that the phone is actually registered in. So even though the person who gave me their number had a different name, their real name showed up in my phone, which I thought, that's fantastic. So at any rate, just take a few minutes, update your programs, update your operating system, and you will stay in sync. And that's my tech time for today. Jim, tell us your gym for today.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
We're hitting a little bit of retirement stuff. You know, we're checking things off the list. In fact, that's what I'm going to give you, 10 items for your retirement checklist. But we have a lot of stuff going on in the Easy Way situation, and I told the engineer to try to reach out to Eric. Sometimes we get him, sometimes we can't. Depends if he's busy. But I'm going to go through these real quick, and then if he pops in, we're going to see what's going on with Eric and the Easy Way Wall of Fame and Easy Way TV. So until I get that green light, I'm just going to go over the list a little bit, 10 items for your retirement checklist. Figure out what you want to do in retirement. Now, this is a checklist, remember, and we're going to go over this next week in more. Are you going to work? Decide where you're going to live and do research on that. Figure out your health insurance. Take inventory of your assets. Determine where your retirement income will come from. Decide when to sign up for Social Security. Remember, if you do it early compared to doing it later, if you do it early, you start collecting it. Not quite as much. If you wait, it'll be a little bit more. But then again, you're not retiring and collecting it. So account for unexpected expenses. That's a big one. So, engineer, do we have Eric? Let's see here. We got to wait if we hear the sound, Easy Way. Yeah, I think we may have him coming in here.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Eric, we got you. Okay, we got Eric on. Hello, Eric. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. And there is the Easy Way Wall of Fame is rocking and rolling, and the Easy Way TV. And I'll tell you what, your birthday party was a... Talking about birthday parties, that was a smash. And actually, you're not really into doing them. You're more on the humble side, but it all started back in one of the bigger ones in Beverly Hills, and people said, hey, we got to do this every year, and it just kept expanding, and you couldn't stop your own birthday. So
yeah.
Congratulations. That was a big one. You had like 40 stars coming on, and the virtual effect, it was amazing. So tell us what's going
on. Yeah, thank you. Can you guys hear me okay?
A little muffled, but I can hear you.
A little muffled. Is that better now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, so, the event was spectacular. I want to say thank you to all the Easy Way family and everybody that shared and helped it be what it was, because it's a collective effort. And, I didn't really want to do a bunch of stuff about myself and celebrating me, and my birthday and stuff. And so I did that, I did the first event a while back, 10 years ago, and it was a lot of fun, and a lot of people networked and got a lot of success out of it. And, I happen to have a lot of great friends and people that support me in higher up elite, situations that do come out every year to support me. And I literally had like 200 of my influencer or, people you'd consider stars, friends call me and say happy birthday. And I mean, a lot of them, I just said, hey, I'm doing a little thing on Zoom. You want to,
I think they were suggesting, they were suggesting, Eric, you got to do this every year because they enjoy themselves. And it's getting to be kind of a thing to where did you meet Eric? That seems to be everybody was, they found that interesting. I met him at an event here. And it was interesting because all the different events that came up, in different locations, and, it brought back memories.
Thanks, Dad. If you look back, 20 years ago till now, there's obviously a lot of story there. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of, and we just thought it'd be fun to share how all these amazing influencers and people and stars that are doing great things share that story and how they got involved with me. And really, we're all about teaching all of our listeners and followers and supporters how to network themselves to success, how to build that influence effect. And so that's what that show was, is we really shared a lot of those stories on, how do I have a database of all these amazing stars and people that are successful, which have followers behind them that are all coming to our platform, the Wall of Fame. And so, a lot of people shared that's their story. And the gold carpet, gold carpet really, really, I just can't believe the response that we're getting on that. If you go to easywaywallfame.com, you'll see that we're really focusing on the gold carpet thing, the virtual gold carpet, because now, I just did that to make the event fun. I didn't really thought about it being tool for people to get that exposure and then that event, as well as the Golden Gala, when we did both of these virtual gold carpets, it really dawned on me that, like, wow, look at all the attention and actual results that people are getting. Look at the results that the sponsors, the logos that we had on there, are getting. And look at the this is a platform for results. And yeah, we do have some pretty big names in the speaking industry and the authors and the actors and producers and even the stage producers and then the behind the scenes people. To us, they're stars, because the behind the scenes people are what people like me look at, you know. I have to be behind the scenes too. I'm a producer and a talent. But really, that's what it's all about. And so we want to have a platform now that showcases people in their shining light and their success and what they do specifically. We want to be that empowerment vehicle to help them shine that much brighter. And so we're using this carpet, virtual carpet. We just bring them up on Zoom or StreamYard, whatever software, and do an interview with you. And we're doing free interviews for one, you know, one question with your free interview, get to know you. But all we ask is that you're on the Wall of Fame. You got to create an account on the Wall of Fame, and that Wall of Fame makes you famous. It really does. It really helps to get you out there.
Well, yeah, I noticed that one carpet we had people at, if you remember, at the club, the Center Club, and the gold carpet was down there, and people were saying, "Boy, I just like the atmosphere here." You know, they really enjoyed the ambience that was there, and it was a new look.
The gold carpet is a spirit. It has a spiritual vibe to it. It's God's golden carpet. We chose gold because gold kind of represents God and whatever higher power that you support. Whatever spiritual belief that you have, you know, it's just, we're looking for the good hearts, people with good hearts. In our case, we say God, Jesus Christ, but just people that have a spiritual aura to them that want to help, that are just good people inside their heart, that good people inside their soul. When you get on a carpet like that, I'll tell you, the people that are not so good people don't want to be anywhere near us. It's like burns them to be around it and be on it, you know. But you know that people are good people when you really hear their story. You hear what they want to do for others. You hear, and you know, God is really taking them running with this thing too, because, I mean, all of a sudden, just all these different media outlets and all these other exposure people, and they're all on the Wall of Fame, and you go on the Wall of Fame, you'll see people that have 7 million views.
I was going to ask you about the wall.
So these people have, like, for instance, Tom Chester, we partnered up with him with Authority Press Wire, which goes to NBC, ABC, Fox, CBS, at Market Watch, Ask, all these major outlets, and so many more. There's like 300-400 something, and we're going to partner with them. And so, you know, obviously for a paid package, we can interview you and then put you out on multiple platforms. But the rankings on Google is unbelievable, Dad. And engineer, bring in Reetha. I want Reetha to come in on this if she's still with us. I know she's busy.
Reetha, you still on with us?
I'm here.
Am I
unmuted?
Yeah,
we got you.
We hear you, Reetha. So, I mean, Reetha, I'd love to get your opinion on this. I mean, as an actor, as someone that needs to stay in that spotlight in order to survive and get business and get auditions and make money, the publicity is a really important piece, right?
It is, and people have been doing unusual things to get publicity because we don't have the regular red carpets every week. So we need to be visible and relevant. I keep telling my actor friends, say, what should I do? Find something and become relevant. And that's one of the good things about Radio Boomers Live. That's a good thing about the Easy Way Wall of Fame. It's ways to stay relevant in the pandemic.
Well, I got some news for everybody, too. And on the Wall of Fame, we're getting close to 150,000 visits a month. Yeah, and because of those visits, because all of these different profiles are pushing themselves and getting 600 to 2,000 to some of them 5,000 views on their own profiles, the platform has gotten really strong in rankings. And so when you have a profile on the Wall of Fame, you'll notice that when you type in your name, you'll see the Wall of Fame pop up on the first, second, or third page, which edifies you and does keep you relevant, keeps you very relevant, you know? And so you're edifying yourself and attaching yourself to the big celebrities and authors and speakers and entrepreneurs that we have on our wall, as well as getting exposure and getting visits and just awareness, visibility, you know, because of the rankings and all the tools that are around it. So the gold carpet is now this like amazing tool to give you relevancy, to give you visibility, to give you edification. And we're just really, you know, focusing on that. And so to go back to the stage, we're going to be doing these big events. In fact, I just got off of the phone with, you know, the Earth, Wind & Fire camp with Sheldon Reynolds and his camp. And they love the event so much. They're like, hey, we got to do this. We got to keep this going. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know, they had results. People reached out to Sheldon and, you know, he enjoyed, I mean, that was an exclusive video. I don't believe that's even out that we put out there, his performance with that great band. And that was like our grand finale performance. And so we talked to them about, you know, I mean, this is like letting the cat out of the bag, but it's Radio Boomers Live, so I'll give this to you. But we're in small conversations of doing a big Earth, Wind & Fire, like, reunion benefit concert of all of them, you know, and doing something really spectacular, you know. But that came from the gold carpet. That came from the experience. That came from the results that they received. That came from our friendship. That came from the Wall of Fame, right? We're also go ahead.
I remember when we were at Paramount Studios there and we did the launch when I was on the cover of that magazine, the Hollywood magazine, and Sheldon and I were getting a picture by the poster. They said, can we get a picture of you guys standing by, you know, by the poster? And we were both eating chicken. So when you see the picture, you'll see both our arms behind the poster because we were still holding our chicken.
Well, and I think, Rita, you were there, weren't you?
At Paramount, I don't know.
It was that
there?
Warner Brothers, not Paramount.
Oh yeah, I was in Paramount.
It was that Warner Brothers, not Paramount. Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Warner Brothers. Okay.
In the Valley. I remember being at the studio.
Yeah, and so you know that was a great time for my dad to shine. That was my dad's time to shine, and Hollywood
Week
was getting out there to hundreds of thousands of distribution and multiple copies, and I mean that really got you out there, Dad, and so everybody knows you as Easy's dad, and Radio Boomers Live.
Cool.
And I mean, there was a really awesome article on Radio Boomers Live, and it, you know, it got the show out there that much more. Carmelita Pittman just was featured on the cover of Hollywood Weekly magazine again for the second time, you know, and again,
Carmelita's
out there. Hollywood Weekly magazine, Prather's a friend of ours. He's part of the Easyway family. That's another distribution entity that we're around.
Happy birthday. I think his birthday was last week, too. So
happy birthday to everybody. Everybody's a Pisces, man. Everybody's a Pisces or Aries in the Easyway family. I couldn't believe how many birthdays we were celebrating.
I think Kim
Voice
Reese.
Jeff Spinard from Voice America. Okay, Dad, do you want to talk or me? Because this is like
I was just saying, I think Kim Marie from La Tip, she had a birthday this week. And I'm looking down like, wow, the list goes on and on.
I was trying to go over that list of our Easyway family that all had birthdays.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Kim Marie from La Tip International, Jeff Spinard from Voice America, Johnny Vinoker, who's one of our talents and is going to be on Netflix and was on Scott Baio's 45 and single on VH1, and he's got a movie coming out. You know, celebrating his birthday. And I found out, too, that like 7 or 8 of our Easyway family members had a birthday, too, that were watching the show. And
Risa
so
feels
like,
left
wow.
out.
I just I never knew that so many people had birthdays in March, and so I guess March is a special month. And my birthday happens to be the day after St. Patty's Day, the luckiest day in the world. So I was one day away, but just being close to that means something. That's pretty cool. But anyway, the event
you don't feel left out, do you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And then, you know, Aretha hosted our gold carpet with Shelley Hunt. And that was a lot of fun. And, you know, but the experience was amazing. It, you know, if anybody wants to see what we're talking about, you can go to easywaywalloffame.com, click on gold carpet. It's right there on the menu. And we put out a lot of the stuff from the gold carpet there. Shout out to Glover's Own Deal Pictures and doing such a good job in editing that reel. And the Easy Way production team and what they did and what created what it was. But the people on the stage and our performers, I mean, I got a lot of people. We had a 13-year-old talent, AJ Rodriguez. Everybody's asking him. He's like a new up-and-coming Justin Bieber. We premiered Chevin Roberts' music video, which is a award-winning, you know, superstar pop singer as well as actress. You know, we had Viva Doll, which is the number one Billboard artist. You know, Sheldon Reynolds was our grand finale performance. We had a tribute to Frank Shankwitz, which is one of our Easy Way Legends. You know, he'll always be one of our Easy Way Legends. His memory will live on the Wall of Fame. And we did the Wishman song from the movie, the Wishman song from Fizz. He performed it, and that was a tribute to Frank Shankwitz and multiple other performers, you know, and it just really came together. But I'll tell you what came on afterwards. Multiple people want shows. We announced the 70 million homes we're reaching now, and just really showed a lot of what the Easy Way Network has, who we're working with, and just we laid all the cards on the table. And I wanted to use my birthday to do that because my birthday is very attractive. People do know my birthday. We've been doing it for 10 years now. They know my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
An annual event, you know, and you know, you guys are going to see multiple shows. We showcased 40 shows, 20 channels, 7 networks, you know, so that was a lot of fun. So anyway, the Easy Way app, Easy Way family app, if you guys want to get involved with these events we're doing, the opportunities, be interviewed, get on the gold carpet, download the app, Easy Way family app. That's where everything is. Text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 55678. That's E-Z-Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, all together to the number 55678. You know, the opportunities are amazing. So But I just really wanted to talk about the gold carpet and what we're doing, and there's always a lot of fun stuff. We got new shows.
Big congratulations, sir.
Network.
Big congratulations.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'll let you get back to Radio Boomers Live. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Aretha.
Okay.
Talk to you guys
soon. Thank you, Eric, for popping in. And I'll tell you what, Aretha, it's, you know, I don't know. We were talking about which do you prefer, the in-person events or online, and they both have their advantages, I guess. But
well, I've gotten, I really appreciate the Zoom classes and stuff. You know, I tell people, I felt as young as I'd ever felt up until the day I turned 70.
Yeah.
And I turned 70, and it's like, whoa, I understand why the old people say, I don't drive at night. I don't drive on the freeway. I can't see in this light. Oh, I can't see. It's too dark. It's just a whole nother life. And so the virtual gold carpet is a wonderful place for me. I can dress up or not. I can go on and not have to drive for an hour to get there. So I like the virtual events. They work for me. But
we're finding out, Reese, a lot of people that you see doing Zooms may be dressed on top, and on the bottom they're wearing pajamas or jeans or whatever, you know.
Exactly. I like that. But we're at the end of our time here. We've gone over it, actually. So just want to remind everybody that we're here every Monday morning at 10 a.m. talking about everything human, but from a baby boomer's perspective. And then we always have great guests. Carmelita always has great guests. And every once in a while, Eric will pop in and tell us what's happening with the Easy Way Network.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I guess.
Wall of Fame and so on and so forth. And we want to thank Pamela Clay for coming on. And tune in next week, Monday morning, Radio Boomers Live. And we'll be bringing you, we got Jeff Levine, financial expert, retirement expert. And we'll be bringing him on. And we got a lot of stuff. Reese's Tech Time and all kinds of stuff, Reese, and we'll see what happens through the week on the news. But until then, Radio Boomers Live, keep keep moving, keep the faith, and we'll be seeing you next Monday morning.
This is Radio Boomers Live out.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.